leads, well, her and Kinsley Ann's and each have 8 kills tonight. It is a spread it around though at the net. Reese has 6 and Howell has 6 and Josiecki has 5. Hanson now will serve. Peters down 22-18 here in set number 4. Peters keep it alive. Josiecki will send it over. Played back row high by Johnson, but picked up to the front to Mooney. Over. Kept in the air. Kept fly, but no. Can't dive. Can't pick it up as Josiecki dives for it, but it was too far away. 23-18 Storm. Trying to end it here with 2. Megan Baldock will go back. Baldock to serve. Right into the net and a service error. Gives life back to the Gators. 23-19. Storm by 4. Reese comes back in and Hegedal comes out. Gust comes out and into service. Greta Lee. 23-19. Storm leading game over set number 4 here. Lee will serve it over. Dug out. Ball that will hit it over in 2. Ball wants to back set. Reese does it over. Played by the Storm. To Moody. Tip back. And Dahl goes over. Got it. Deflected the direction and misdirection to away from Moody. And got it to drop in. The Gators still alive here. 23-20. Storm. Lead by 3 and set number 4. Service Lee again. This time to set up Rivard over hard. And got it. Josie with the killer 4th. 24-20 Storm. 1 point away from sending it to the 5th. And deciding set. Because Mircek needs 1. Back on the floor, Riley Gust. To serve because Mircek just needs 1. Here's will set high in Howell over. Played. Tipped and picked up by Kazmierczak. Sent over by Jensen to the back row. Played by Gust up to Dahl. Sets up Reese, who hit it over to the back row. Grovin up front from Moody. Tipped in the air. Gators will keep it alive. Hanson to the back row. Played there by Grovin. She'll hit it high and get out of the way. Baldock then Moody. Moody over. Played by Howell. Dahl gives it right back to Howell and into the net. They've been placing it all night, and that'll end it. 25-20. Ends set number 4, and we're tied at 2 sets apiece, and that'll send it to a 5th and deciding set. So we'll do that when we come back in a moment, where Stephen Argyle wins set 4, 25-20, back for set 5, and a race to 15, coming up in a moment on Thief River Falls Radio. Well, so far, we've had a pretty entertaining night, and the season opener here for these two teams, we figured it would, but after that second set, we thought it was going to be a quick night, as the Gators won a very close back-and-forth game, 27-25 in the first set, and won handily in the second, 25-12, and they jumped up 7-0 in the third set before the Storm would come back, tie it up, and after a 15-15 tie, they would take a 20-15 lead and eventually win 25-23. In the fourth set, Storm went again 25-20, and now two sets apiece, two sets each. And that means a fifth and deciding set, a race to 15 for these two to see who will start 1-0 and who will start 0-1. And it's been pretty entertaining. The second half of that third game and the fourth game, it was Leah Johnson and Riley Mooney who really kind of stepped their game up. And they were big, and so was Rivard off of the bench. Has played well in that end of the third and in the fourth set as well. For the Gators, they've spread it out at the net. Hanson has 8 and Gust has 8 in the kill department. Reese and Howell each have 6. Josiecki has 5, so they want to work at the net. On the Storm side, it's Johnson and Mooney. Mooney has 10, Johnson has 9 kills at the net. All right, here we go. Again, two sets apiece here as we go to set number 5. The Gators will start with first serve. They will start with Cassie Dahl to serve it up in a race to 15. And here we go, Dahl to serve. Picked up back row by Johnson to Baldock to Mooney. Hard over, but played high in the air. Kept alive, and Dahl will set up Howell, who hits it over to the back row. Dug out nicely. Played up to the front. Mooney hard over, and there's your first kill of this set. Riley Mooney with her 11th kill of the night, and the Storm will take the 1-0 lead. Trying to, again, ride the momentum here. By the way, Thursday night football, the Chicago Bears lead the Tampa Bay Bucks 14-13 early in the third quarter. Ball hit over by Reese, but too hard. Nope, got it in. They got it in. Our angle looked like it was too hard, but the official was right there, said, nope, that one was in. So it is even at one apiece. 1-1, all tied up. Here in set number five, Reese to 15, got to win by two. Johnson over and did not get it over. Kingsley Hansen made sure of that. And it's 2-1. Gators take the lead. BGMR, they have not led since, 13-12, I think, of that third set. May have been the last time they actually led. Moody hits it hard, but played by Gust. Up to the front, they'll set up Kinsley Hansen, and Hansen will send it down. She's been kind of quiet as of late, but she'll pick up her team-leading 10th kill with that one, and it's 3-1, and a timeout storm. 3-1 Gators here in set number five. Back with more in a moment on Thief Over Falls.
It's by the storm, and we're tied 3-3. Marika Zmierczak will get the ace, her second of the night. We're tied 3-3. Zmierczak to serve again. Gators with the set. Tip it up and over. All tipped up and over. And played by the Storm, they'll get it over. Mooney. But goes to the Stephen Argyle Storm. We'll take a 4-3 lead. Here in set number five, race to 15. Win by two. Serving Kazmierczyk again. Hit high in the air by the Gators. Back rows Gust. Sends it to Baldock. Running Jensen able to run it down. Kazmierczyk will send it over in three. Up to the front is Cassie Dahl. Sets up Reese, but plays it into the net. Reese again hitting into the net, and that gives the point to the Stephen Argyle Storm. Storm up 5-3, starting to pick the momentum up again. And after a dominant performance in set number two, Stephen Argyle has been the better team since that point. Dahl sets up Hansen. Hansen over, dug out by Kazmierczyk and kept alive. Ball duck to Mooney. Mooney over, played by Hansen. Dahl sets for Reese off the net again. And again, point to the Stephen Argyle Storm. Storm up 6-3. Stephen Argyle leading 6-3 here in set number five. Kazmierczyk to serve again for the back row. They want to set up Hansen, and they do. Kinsley over, got it. You get enough time to set Kinsley up. She's got the time to set up. You get a good set for her. She's tough at the net. She's now got a dozen kills on the night. Back to serve comes Ella Hagedahl. 6-4, Storm by two. Johnson hard, but played and tipped up in the air, and Hagedahl will pick it up at the back row. Set up front, set over, diving and keeping it alive was Baldock. Kazmierczyk in the back row, and just a little too strong. Just went long, and the Gators get the point. 6-5. 1 point lead by the Stephen Argyle Storm. Ella Hagedahl with her fifth service point. She'll serve again here for the tie. And tipped the net, and it went over, and Mooney goes up and then pulled back and got a piece of it. And it goes out, and that's an ace then, Ella Hagedahl. And it's tied. 6-6, all tied up here in set number three. Hagedahl will serve again. Hagedahl over, and an ace as Baldock can't play it. And the Gators have claimed the lead, 7-6. Game of momentum. And now 1 point Gator lead. Hagedahl with the serve. Ella will serve it here. Over Kazmierczyk. Jensen wants to set, does to Mooney. She'll send it over. Didn't get a lot of mustard behind that one, though. Johnson over to Hansen. Hansen hits it over. And now Johnson back by the Storm. Dahl sets up. And down is Gust with a point. Her ninth kill, and it's 8-6. Gators by two. Gators up 8-6. Serving is Ella Hagedahl. This is set five, race to 15. Winning by two and into the net. That one couldn't get over. And Ella, who got it over one time, went off the top of that. That time couldn't. Her second service error. 8-7. Gators still lead by one, but Mooney will go back to serve. Riley leads the team with 9 service points. And this will serve it here. Serves to the back row. Howell Look at Hansen set up. Tipped and played. Ball look, a back set here for Jensen, who sends it over. Picked up by Howell. You want to go to the front and into the net. Not a good set that time. Couldn't get underneath it. And into the net of the Gators, and we're tied again. 8-8. All tied at eights here in the fifth set. And Mooney will go into the net, and there's a service error. Well, service errors have come untimely by both teams here tonight. Riley with her second service error. Back to service, Greta Lee for the Gators. BGMR, Lee to serve. 9-8, Gators by one. Baldock, they want to set. They'll do it, get it over. Gators have to run, dive a little bit, but Hansen able to put it over. Picked up by the Storm. Hard by Johnson, but played by the Gators. Sent over in two by Dahl. Baldock sets up Johnson over, and a block kill that time by Riley Gust. And the Gators have taken a two-point lead again, 10-8. In a race to 15, Gators up 10-8 here in set number five, and Greta Lee to serve again. Lee to serve. The lefty sends it over. Dug out. Jensen tips it over in two, but Hansen over there to pick it up. They'll set Hansen back up again. She sends it to the back row, played by Riley Mooney. Up front, ball tip, blocked back by the Gators, but picked back up by the Storm. Dahl will set up Hansen over, down, dug out by Kazmierczyk. Played by Baldock to the front row, Johnson. Leah tips it over, played by Dahl. They'll set it for Hansen, sends it over. Mooney, tipped again by the Storm. Ball played over, and tipped right back, and then back is Gust. They went back and forth twice that time, and Gust puts it down 11-8. Gators by three. BGMR has found a little bit of momentum behind Greta Lee's serving and some play at the net, and now lead by three at 11-8. Crucial one here. You go up by four, 12-8. It's just about over. Lee. Oh, and she'll get it. Kazmierczyk tried to get out of the way, thinking it might be long, but she caught her in the shoulder, and that's an ace. And that's huge because it's 12-8. Game number five, a timeout by the Storm will do the same. 12-8 Gators on Thief River Falls Radio, 99.3 KKDQ. Earl's Market timeout brought to you by Earl's Market, Thief River Falls. 12-8 Gators leading by four. Johnson over hard and got it down. And crucial kill for the Storm. Leah Johnson's 10th kill, and it's now 12-9. Gators by three. 12-9, Gators by three. In set number five again. Gators won the first and second. The Storm won the third and fourth. Two sets apiece as the service goes out and a service error. That's twice in this match that the Stephen Argyle Storm have had critical service errors. And now they're down four again. They're 13-9 as Kinsley Hansen will go back to serve. Hansen with the serve dug out by Kazmierczyk. Jensen a back set here for Solvik. Got it over, but played by the Gators. Howe, back row, played by Kazmierczyk, sent over in two, tipped high in the air. Gators want to set up Dahl, and they do, but There to pick it up is Solvik. They'll come back to her, and they'll set her up and over. And tip back at her. Both Dahl and Gust got a piece of that one. And it comes back and drops down. 14-9, Gators with a game point. Kinsley Hansen will serve it up. Kinsley has a dozen service points here tonight. With this one, can win it. And that'll do it. Leah Johnson hits it, but it's too hard. It goes out. 15-9, your final, as the Gators will come back to win a set 5 and win it 3-2. We're back to wrap this one up in a moment. Gators win 3-2 on Thief River Falls Radio Sports. Back, everybody, as a final here tonight, 3-2. The Gators win it 27-25, 25-12, 23-25, 20-25, and then 15-19 to win this one 3-2. All right, let's wrap it up with our Unity Bank, Thief River Falls, Red Lake Falls, and Mentor individual stats. They know if the right numbers can make a difference in your life. We'll take a look at the numbers from today's contest after this. All right, taking a look at some of our final stats here tonight for the Gators of BGMR. Just about every stat it leads their way in the game tonight. 49 service points to just 30 for the Storm. 47 kills for the Gators to the 33 of the Storm. And let's see, 14 blocks to just 5 of the Storm. However, the Storm 10 service errors. Gators had one more. They had 11. And then the Storm had 9 aces. The Gators had 7. But again, Gators winning at 3-2 here tonight, led by the net play of Riley Gust and Kinsley Hansen, both with 12 kills tonight. Also in the kill department, 7 from Reese, 6 from Erica Howell, 5 from Jasiki, and 4 from Dahl. So again, all playing well at the net. Overall, here's a go. Kinsley Hansen with the 12 kills. She also had 13 service points, a couple of blocks, and a service error. Jade Reese, 7 kills tonight, 5 blocks. Erica Howell, 5 service points, 6 kills and a block. Alana Jasiki had 8 service points, 1 ace, had a couple of service errors, had 5 kills. Riley Gust, a dozen kills, 4 blocks. She had a couple of service errors. Did have an ace and 2 service points. Cassie Dahl with 11 service points, a couple of aces as well, a couple of service errors, 4 kills and a couple of blocks. Off the bench, Ella Hagedahl, 6 service points tonight and a couple of aces. She had 2 service errors and a kill tonight. Emma Hagedahl had a service point and a couple of service errors. And Greta Lee, 3 service points and an ace tonight as well for the Gators. For Stephen Argyle tonight, they were led by a dozen kills from Riley Mooney, 10 from Leah Johnson. Individually, Riley Mooney with a dozen kills and 9 service points. Leah Johnson, 10 kills, a couple of service points, a couple of aces and a service error. Megan Baldock, 3 service points, a couple of aces, a couple of service errors, and a couple of kills. Chloe Solvik, a couple of service points, a service error, and 2 kills tonight. Holly Jensen had 4 service points, had an ace, and 1 kill tonight. Grace Carlson, 1 service error and 1 kill tonight. Mary Kazmierczak, 4 service points, a couple of aces as well, and a couple of kills. Madeline Groven had a service point tonight. And Josie Rivard, 5 kills off the bench, 5 service points, 2 aces, and 1 service error, but had a couple of blocks as well tonight. And there you go. A look at our individual stats here tonight.
Right, let's get our Northern Garage Door Player of the Game in. These nominees from the BGMR Gators. I got a couple for you tonight. Cassie Dahl played well at the net and served well this evening. And Kinsley Hansen really got it going here down the stretch early and then down the stretch here again, too. Led the team in service points and kills this evening. So Kinsley Hansen and Cassie Dahl. And from the Stephen Argyle Storm, Riley Mooney tonight. Mooney led the team in both kills and service points tonight. Those are your nominees. We'll let you know who we pick after this from Northern Garage. And again, our nominees, Riley Mooney of the Stephen Argyle Storm, Kinsley Hansen and Cassie Dahl of the Gators of BGMR. Tonight, I think we're going to go Kinsley Hansen. She had a strong finish, and that's what the Gators needed here to pick them up right down the stretch, and that's what they needed. They needed a couple of strong hits at the net and some good net play. And although some of the Gators are struggling hitting it in the net earlier, Kinsley had a nice finish, and again, it really helped. finish it off. So tonight, Kinsley Hanson of the BGMR Gators, congratulations. You are our player of the game. That wraps it up here from Greenbush this evening. Our thanks to all of our fine sponsors. Lee G back at the studio as well, running the game tonight. We appreciate it. Until tomorrow morning, when Sports Wayne updates us on all the scores from Greenbush with Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Mark Allen. Good night.